What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Gajewski here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with more college football betting picks week one. We got a little appetizer last week with week zero, about five games on the slate, and honestly, Matt, it couldn't have gone better. We are going to try to keep that exact energy rolling this week.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. We had a nice run. Now we are finally into week one, full slate action, non-conference play for most of these teams, and some really intense games coming up.
Couple marquee games on the schedule, a couple others, but there is plenty of betting value on the board. We've got a couple bets that we both really, really like. We're going to get to in a second. But before I do, I just want to say very quickly, our friends at BetMGM sponsoring the show. And if you haven't gone over there, new customers, risk-free bet of up to $1,000. Sign up using the promo code AwesomeO, make a deposit, place your first wager. If the bet happens to lose, you get that money back, your wager in free bets. No reason not to try that out. Register, go all in on the action with the king of sportsbooks. The offer is valid in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and West Virginia. Terms and conditions apply. All right, we have to get things started with the matchup from week one. We've got Georgia. We've got Clemson. The spread is down to 3 points. Clemson is favorite. Neutral site in Charlotte. Do you have a lean on this very intense matchup?
This one is near and dear to my heart. It's one I really liked early this offseason. I took Georgia +4, so I got a pretty good line on this, but it's one I've actually started to sour on a little bit because of some injuries that have occurred in Georgia's training camp. They're really light at pass catcher, and I think that's something they are going to need against Clemson here, a team we know can score points where they have DJ Uiagalelei and Justin Ross returning, two proven commodities. And then on the Georgia side, JT Daniels, it's his first real season after the severe knee injury, only played partially last year. But I like the Georgia offense overall. They like to attack downfield with Todd Monken at OC. And JT Daniels was really efficient as a passer, average over 10.3 yards per attempt, 62% completion percentage. The issue is, who is he going to throw the ball to? Early in the spring, they lost George Pickens to a torn ACL. Dominic Blaylock has only recently started running, so he doesn't appear to be ready for this Clemson game. They're missing Darnell Washington, who's doubtful. He's one of their five-star tight ends from 2020. And Eric Gilbert, a transfer from LSU, who's a hybrid tight end receiver, built sort of like a Kyle Pitts, just not quite as athletic, but still very strong athlete. He's not even with the team. So we're down four of the top five pass catchers for this offense immediately against a Clemson team that's pretty strong. Not to mention on defense, they're replacing a ton on the defensive line. They replace Ojulari in the backfield, Tyreek Stevenson, Mark Webb, Eric Stokes, Tyson Campbell, Richard LeCount. And one of the replacements they added via transfer, Tyke Smith from West Virginia, is also not going to play. So I think Clemson is going to score a lot of points here. The question is, can Georgia keep up missing some of their top pass catchers? Again, I bet this in June. Now that some of these players are hurt, I've soured on it a little bit.
Tough game. Yeah, I honestly have not bet it. I was with you with Georgia. Now I kind of lean Clemson. My favorite thing here is the over 50. I think that Clemson will move the ball. They'll be able to score. And Georgia's going to have to throw the ball, even with all the injuries to these skill position players. So it's the marquee game. There's no doubt about it. But to me, I think we'd both agree, it's not the best bet on the board. There are better spots. We're about to dive into some of them. One of the games I want to ask you about, we saw a couple teams last week in action. UCLA was one of them. They looked fantastic against Hawaii. That has caused the spread against LSU to drop. LSU is now just a 3-point favorite on the road in this big time game. It's a spot that I like. Is it a spot that you like with LSU?
I do like the Tigers quite a bit here. I liked them when they were -4.5. And they had some injuries. Miles Brennan's not going to play, but I think Max Johnson is a more than competent backup. I actually think there's a lot of merit to him starting outright, even with a healthy Brennan. He's very good on the ground as a dual threat. 119 rushing yards and 54 carries. He led them to the win over Florida, an 8-1 touchdown to interception ratio. So pretty good taking care of the ball. Has very good weapons, particularly Kayshon Boutte, who's fantastic. And then what I really like about this LSU team is the defense. And I think this is where they will shine against UCLA. UCLA was just running wild against Hawaii. And the strength of their team is their offensive line. It's their run blocking. And it's their two powerful backs. LSU is built much different than Hawaii. On defense, they're returning 9 starters. The guys they lose are Jabril Cox and Jacoby Stevens. Those aren't players that are really impactful up front for this team. On the defensive line, you have Ali Gay returning. You have BJ Ojulari. And then in the secondary, if LSU does get up to a lead in this game, a fantastic unit to rely on with Eli Ricks and Derek Stingley. And Ricks, quietly, he's another candidate to be one of these All-American defensive backs, just kind of working in the shadows of Stingley. So a really strong defense. It's going to be a much different opponent from what UCLA faced last week.
That's an understatement, honestly. Yeah, I mean, they were running. It was extreme running lanes. They're not going to have that against LSU. Stingley is going to be, I don't think it's a hot take to say, a top five potential pick in next year's draft. He's just absolutely incredible. So I like this LSU team. If this continues to dip, -2.5, absolutely, -3. I already have it at -4. I'm going to live with that. We've talked about two of the big games, but you know what? On a schedule this big, there's 40, 50 games out there. You can kind of dig for some value. We did that last week with UTEP, and I'm going to do it here. I know this is a game that a lot of people don't have on their radar, but don't just cross this off your betting card. Arkansas is at home this week against Rice. The spread is 19.5, so it's pretty sizable. I don't think people realize the discrepancy in talent here. Rice is a team in Conference USA that is pretty average at best. They played, of course, just a conference schedule last year, pretty pedestrian, did nothing. They bring in Luke McCaffrey from Nebraska. He wasn't good there. They were trying to use him there with Adrian Martinez. That did not work out. Rice really has no skill position talent that I can see where they'll have the advantage. And on the flip side, Arkansas is a very good team. They played an SEC-only schedule last year. They had no easy games whatsoever. They return a ton of production here. They're at home. They have an absolutely dominant front on both sides of the ball compared to a team like Rice. Stability, skill position players. I think this is going to get out of hand. I see Rice getting absolutely crushed. I'm going to lay the 19.5. I think Arkansas wins by 3 touchdowns easily.
I like this a lot too. Arkansas was quietly pretty efficient last year for playing an only SEC schedule. I mean, Kendall Briles at OC, we know they're going to be at least moderately pass heavy and fairly up tempo. And you look at the schedule they played, even though they only won 3 games, they took 3 other pretty good opponents within single digits. They lost by 2 to Auburn, 3 to LSU, and 2 to Missouri. We know these single score games are basically coin flips, so it could have looked a lot different for Arkansas. We don't like their schedule outright. It's one of the most difficult in the country, but in week 1 against Rice, I'm shocked this isn't north of 3 touchdowns.
They didn't play any teams like Rice whatsoever last year. This is a huge drop. I really like the spot. I wouldn't be stunned to see this cross 20 and hover around 3 touchdowns by kickoff. Is there another game? It doesn't have to be that egregious because I go into the real depths, but is there another game not on the premier line that kind of caught your eye for Saturday?
There is one. We'll go to a Big 10, Big 12 showdown between Maryland and West Virginia. You can find Maryland out there +2.5. I grabbed this at +3.5 a few weeks ago. Maryland is just a team that is rising, and it comes from their new coach, Mike Locksley, who's one of the better recruiters in the entire country. For reference, this year, he brings in the number 18 recruiting class in the entire nation. They have 1 5-star prospect, 4 4-stars. All of those players are in the front 7 on defense, which was a unit that was a little bit lacking last year, and now they're receiving an influx of talent. And conversely, the strength of this Maryland defense was pass coverage, where they ranked 25th in the entire country. They're returning a ton of production there, so we're expecting the defense to be very strong. From there, the offense outside of that Northwestern game took major strides throughout the year with Tagovailoa under center. Outside of that Northwestern game, he was pretty good, completed over 70% of his passes, 10.1 average depth of target, and he has dudes to throw the ball to. Rakeem Jarrett's a former 5-star, so you can tell how good Loxley's been recruiting. Dante Demas is a veteran. Even guys like Brian Cobbs, Jayshon Jones, Daryl Jones are all returning for this team. And you look to see what West Virginia has on defense. They're not returning any all-conference honors whatsoever on defense. Their offensive line is a concern, and their quarterback isn't mobile. I don't see any way that Maryland, like, I like Maryland on the money line here. I like them the +2.5. I think you could do a lot with this line.
You got me into this spread as well. Maryland at home here, they are rising, and it is due to just the personnel. There's no doubt stability at quarterback. I'm going to tell you on this one. So I think we've got a nice spread here, some marquee games, some under the radar games. That'll do it for us for week 1, but stay tuned, subscribe and like on your way out the door. Good luck. We'll see you guys soon enough for more college football picks.